Hey, this is Kevin Jesmer, and I'm talking about this conference, and there's a lady here that is kind of the host of the conference, and she's overseeing the main office, and she's agreed to be interviewed and share about her experience here at the conference site, her faith, and with you, the waiting world. So first of all, can you share your name and what you do, how long you've been involved in this conference center?
Yes, nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you too.
And I'm glad that I'm sharing with you. This is Louisa Trainman Conference Center,
mm-hmm.
where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm dealing with the rooming,
mm.
whereby we are giving out the rooms
mm-hmm.
at the registration.
Okay.
Yes.
So is this like a Christian conference center, or is this like anybody can come and have a conference here?
It's a Christian center
mm-hmm.
under the Anglican.
Oh, okay.
I can say it's based with the Anglican faith.
Okay.
So we are under Church of Uganda.
Okay.
We offer accommodation and meals and conference facilities.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a very safe place. In your brochure it says it's like a serene and peaceful place, you know, to come and meditate and have a conference thinking about Jesus. And how long have you been working here?
It's now 9 years.
9 years?
Yes.
Since you were a young girl?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. How did you start out here? What was your first job here?
When I came, I was first working with the housekeeping department.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was transferred to the front office.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, mosquitoes here or something.
Sorry.
So, have you ever seen, like, this is a UBF conference, University Bible Fellowship,
yes.
and there's going to be like 130 people, I think, that's who's registered,
yes.
50 people from other nations. Have you ever hosted, do you remember hosting any other UBF conferences here?
Yes.
Okay.
This very in April.
Mm-hmm.
During the Easter time,
mm.
they were here.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it seems like a perfect environment.
Yes.
And I'm glad I'm here. I should have been here 24 hours ago, but because of different problems with the air flight, I was stuck in Rwanda.
Sorry about that, but you are now here. I hope you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. I just want to share with you, we've been with, you know, in America, where I come from. Basically, Americans are afraid to come here, generally speaking. They're thinking like, okay, Rwanda, they remember in the past, 1994,
mm-hmm.
the things that happened. And they think about, they hear in the news the Ebola, you know, viral outbreak here. And they think it's just like, when I tell them I'm going to Uganda, they think, you know, you're not going to come back, you know? So they're very much afraid. So what can you tell people in America about, you know, Uganda? And, I mean, it's not true. All I've seen is friendliness and safety and goodness, you know, in both countries, you know?
You've been here for just a few while, is it?
I've been traveling from home. It's been about 40 hours of traveling.
Okay.
And I've been in Kigali for 15 hours or something like that in the hotel area.
Mm-hmm.
But, with all the fears and everything people have, I'm just not seeing it. And I'm very happy that I'm here. So
that's nice to hear.
Yeah,
it's true there is an Ebola outbreak in Uganda, but it's in the western part of Uganda.
Okay.
Though they have cautioned all of us to be cautious.
Cautious, okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, so we're being cautious.
That's good. Yeah.
So what about your faith? I mean, you're obviously Anglican. Are you personally Anglican?
Yes.
Yeah, so how did you... Is your family Anglican historically?
Yes, okay. From the family background.
Okay, so there must have been some Anglican missionaries centuries ago, maybe, or 200 years ago, maybe, or something like that?
It could be.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, you attend the Anglican church here...
Yes.
Uh-huh. I don't know, in America, the Anglican church is kind of very traditional. They sing the traditional hymns.
Yes.
And
you know,
following order of service.
Order of service, and I think Episcopalian church is related to the Anglican church.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of Episcopalians. I mean, is it different here in Africa? The Anglican church, their way of worship, is it more African style?
No, I think it's the same.
The traditional hymns?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Even if we change them into our vernacular language,
mm-hmm.
but they are the same.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know the Anglicans did a lot of missionary activity
yeah.
all over the world, and so they established a lot of great works of God. You know?
Yeah.
So, what about yourself? You got a family? You have a a husband and some children? And
Okay, my husband passed on.
Okay.
But I have a son.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear, but you're too young. You're too young for that to happen.
No, he passed on.
Oh, okay. But I'm sure that you'll see him again in heaven.
I believe.
What about you have a son? How old is your son?
He's now 18.
18? I got an 18-year-old daughter.
Oh.
Yeah, she's going to university in Montreal, in Canada.
Okay.
So what is your son like? Does he share your faith? Is he going to the Anglican church also? Sometimes in America, the children are not following the parents' faith.
Which is true also here.
Uh-huh.
He normally makes his own decision where he wants to go, but at least at times I know where he has gone.
Okay.
He will tell me I'm visiting this church,
uh-huh.
and I know that's where he has gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there's a relationship there.
We can talk.
I'm learning that in my own life.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm a little too pushy on my kids and I don't have a relationship so they can't talk to me. But obviously, you have a relationship with your son, so that's a great thing.
Yeah.
What about when we were driving here from Entebbe Airport? There was a lot of strip malls, kind of shops that were open and a lot of activity. But in every so often, every mile or so, I saw what looked like a small church service going on. Is that true? Is there small churches amongst those shops at the side of the road? You know, going from Entebbe Airport to Kampala. I mean, is there small little house churches or small little churches there that are operating?
Yes, we do have churches.
Uh-huh.
Born again faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
It's not really Anglican or nothing. I think it's like just independent, independent churches, right?
Pentecostal
mostly.
Mm-hmm.
I saw from the van what looked like services, maybe six or seven people in there worshiping in an area. It looked like a worship service.
Okay.
Yeah, was I interpreting that properly?
Really tell them, because you can find people like they are gathered
uh-huh.
and they're worshiping and praying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I can understand that. So I see faith. I see a lot of faith around here. Well, thank you so much for. Thank you so much for the interview, and we'll be seeing each other the next couple of days. And,
I'll
pray for your son. What is your son's name?
He's called Terry.
Terry?
Yeah.
Good. It's easy names for me to remember. Some other countries, I can't remember what they say to me.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.